皆様、本日はフィル・ヘンドリーエアをご利用いただき誠にありがとうございます。この飛行機は地上3万フィートを飛行してまいります。また通信。
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Hey, Art Griego, old friend of ours. How are you tonight?
I'm great, Phil. It's always great talking with you. And I have to tell you, I got a great kick out of listening to your program because you've always got some interesting guests on.
Well, let's talk about flying, huh?
I love to talk about flying.
And you have been doing that. You're a private pilot, right?
Well, I'm a private pilot, Phil. I do it for pleasure. I do a little instructing, too.
One of the things we wanted to discuss is birds, because I read where an AWACS Air Force surveillance plane went down as the result of birds.
That is correct, Phil. That was up in that was in Anchorage, Alaska, and
at the end of the runway there, they said they saw Canadian geese.
That's right. I'll tell you, that's a hazard. I've been banging this drum for a long time with the pilots that I know. The whole problem with birds and the real threat that they do show to and that they do pose to pilots has been well documented, and I don't know that we're any closer to solving the problem. If you're in a jet aircraft, you have very little time to respond. If you are in a private prop job, which is what I fly, a Cessna 172, it's my old Betsy, built in 1979, then you have, you know, you've got some problems because you're not traveling at as fast a speed. Although I think you're safer in a prop plane than you are in a jet.
Why?
Well, with a jet, you don't really see. If you're coming up on a flock of birds, they are going to get sucked into the turbine. And if you're coming up on those things pretty fast in a Cessna, in any kind of a private plane, a Mooney, a Citabria, anything, you're going to have a little bit of time to react. And I have been banging this drum for the longest time that birds up in the air are especially dangerous for low-level flying aircraft and can be a hazard. And a lot of pilots deal with this difficulty the best way that they can for low-level flying aircraft, especially when these birds are migrating. If you're in areas where birds are migrating or you are out over those migrating areas, you are in trouble, and what we have to do is find a way to deal with it. I have gotten in trouble with the FAA this past weekend. I told you when we were on the phone this afternoon.
Well, you had your son with you this weekend, right?
I had Justin along with me, yeah. We were out over Lake Elsinore. We were flying from Santa Monica to Riverside. And I know you have a national audience now, Phil, so for purposes of your national audience, I will tell them that is roughly a southeasterly course from, actually, it's maybe probably a little bit more due east, but we found ourselves out over Lake Elsinore going south-southeast at about 12:50 in the afternoon. This is on Saturday. And I saw them up ahead at about 11 to 12 o'clock. I saw a flock of what looked like geese, very large birds. And if you hit one of those in a prop, you have got yourself a whole bag load of trouble because they are big animals. They can stop an engine dead. They can shear a prop plate off. And I have I think about them every now and again. And I know you know Jim Freeman, who is a dear friend of mine.
Jim died a couple of years ago, didn't he?
He did, and that was as the result of a bird-related accident. One of them went right through the windshield. And
boy, that was a terrible accident.
Yes, it was. So we have to deal with it, and I have thought about it, and I've certainly talked to other pilots about it. We were vectoring out of Santa Monica. It was a beautiful day. It was a clear day. We were probably not more than maybe 1,000, 2,000 feet, and I saw a group of geese coming from my left to my right. They were traveling from 9 o'clock to 3 o'clock. At that time, I asked my son to take a hold of the yoke, which is the throttle stick, and I had packed a 12 gauge, which is a less powerful weapon actually than a 10 gauge shotgun. Went ahead and opened the wind wing on that thing, and as soon as we came to within a safe distance, I went ahead and opened up on them, and I was able to scatter them a little bit. But as we went around them, I noticed that they were still basically maintaining their course. So
now you put a 12-gauge shotgun out the window,
and I pumped off one shell. And I scattered a few of them, but I came back around and I noticed that they were still on the same vector, traveling again from my left to my right. So that would be from north to south. And I went back at them.
Why would you go back at them?
Why would I go back at them? They had it coming.
The geese, you were not able to scatter, but you made it through them all right, right?
We just through, by the grace of God Almighty, we made it through. And I went back at them because they had it coming, and they knew, I knew. I mean, everybody in that, my son and I both knew. The geese, if you can say that the geese knew they had it coming, because they were traveling in a direct line that was going to definitely do damage to my aircraft and to my son.
Now you guys landed, and immediately you had to talk to some officials there on the ground. And some of this had to do with...
not to interrupt you, Phil, we had a problem. This was a problem with, discharging the weapon. And
you were discharging the weapon up in the air. You're about 2,000 feet up.
Yeah, they had a problem. They said you have to be 18 years of age or whatever to...
Well, you're about 45.
Yeah, it was my son. I let my son do that because obviously we needed somebody to.
Who was flying the plane?
I was flying the plane.
And who shot at the birds?
I let Justin go ahead and take a crack at him. And when he fired and...
Well, was he... So in other words, he wasn't as accurate as you might have been.
He was not able to, but he had one more shell in him, so we took a swing back by. And I got angry because these things were directly in my path. We were going to die, Phil. As simple as...
You felt it was that serious?
As simple as that, we were going to die. I got geese at 12 o'clock. I got that Cessna 172. I got that front blade going. And I got to get rid of these geese. I got to get them out of there. And I told him to go ahead and swing the 12-gauge out the window and pop off a shell, and he did. Didn't quite do it the first time. A couple of them, we made it through by the grace of God Almighty. I will tell you that. I was saying a prayer, and that got me so, I guess it just riled me up. So I said, let's swing back and
Take another shot?
Let's take another crack at him. And he asked me the same question you asked me. Well, why are we doing that, Daddy? I said, they got it coming. And at that point, I guess...
So the FAA, now you got a problem with them.
I got it. You got to do something. You cannot sit up there and allow these wildlife to take out aircraft to jeopardize the lives of pilots. We had to protect ourselves, and I'm not sure how I'm supposed to do that. I asked the FAA, how am I supposed to do that? How do you protect yourself and your aircraft? How do we protect ourselves, our children, and our aircraft? And so the best thing that I could come up with was a 12-gauge. We carried it up there with set two shells with us, and we punched a hole in those geese that we want that won't soon be fixed. I'll tell you that right now.
So when you say you punched a hole in them...
Well, we popped a hole in them coming back with a 12-gauge and with the props. And
well, if you're telling me that that going through geese is dangerous, okay... And
well, it is, but with the Cessna 172, you've got a pretty good... You have got yourself some horsepower. So we popped a hole in them. And I don't think, and I could be wrong, but I don't think those geese are going to be coming back for more. But you got to do something. And when those things, when I saw them, all I could think of, I saw my son. I remembered him being born. I remembered my wife holding him in her arms. And I remember thinking, please, God, let me be straight and true. And I said, go ahead, Justin, swing it out the window. We pulled the wind wing open, and he went ahead and popped off a couple of shells.
Art Griego is with us here. So you've got pilots out there dealing with birds in a lot of different ways. He and his son were up there with a shotgun and shot at a flock of geese as they came into a direct striking distance of his aircraft. He is a private pilot. He flies a Cessna 172 constructed in 1979. He says the prop on that thing is strong enough to cut through a few geese, but it's a dangerous situation. I don't know if any of you are pilots and how you deal with the hazard of birds, which this past weekend presented a danger to Mr. Griego and his son, and brought down, at least according to some people, brought down an AWACS Air Force surveillance plane. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show. Show 1-800-449-8686. Art Griego is with us. He's a private pilot. Had an encounter with a flock of geese in his plane out over Lake Elsinore on Saturday. Had his son with him. You got yourself a firearms infraction because you had a kid shooting the gun, didn't you?
Well, I was the only one qualified to fly the aircraft. I saw the bird. Everything happened very, very quickly, Phil. We were flying along probably not more than 150, 160 miles an hour, and suddenly here's a flock of geese in front of me, and I got to make a judgment call. I told Justin, pick up the gun, stick the barrel out the window, and let's have some fun.
And let's have some fun. For crying out loud, you got down on the ground, and they were all they were on top of you, right?
Well, I'll tell you, I'll go ahead and deal with the FAA, but these geese, what are you going to do? You got the safety of your aircraft. And we had anticipated this because we had brought along one of the, I don't know if you've ever seen a shrimp net, Phil.
Yeah, I've seen them. They're big, long nets.
That's a long net that you keep, and you can catch shrimp off of a pier with. You keep a shrimp net in a plane, and it is possible. I'm not saying we were able to do it, but it is possible to pick off maybe one or two of these geese and go ahead and stick the shrimp net out the window, and you can bag one of these things and sort of turn it into a positive experience is all I'm saying. But when you're looking at about 30, 40 geese that got it in for you and got up this morning ready to do you in and your son, I'll tell you something, I'm not about to lose that battle.
All right, let me go to East Los Angeles on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Hi.
Hi, this
are you a pilot?
My name's Leon. I've been a private pilot for about nine or 10 years now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just think it's inappropriate to fire a weapon out of an airplane or out of your car window or whatever the case may be. I think should be understood that any, at least as far as I'm concerned, any private pilot recognizes that there's a chance that you're going to run into birds. They have just as much right to navigate the airspace.
Well, I think if I could interrupt the gentleman, I don't think they have a right to bring your aircraft down.
I don't think it's a matter of you're talking about them almost as if they have reasoning capabilities like we humans do. I think we need to recognize that that's a possibility, and that's why we're trained to be private pilots, to train to see and avoid traffic, not only other aircraft, but also natural dangers such as airborne animals, birds.
Well, that's true, but I mean there are times you can't avoid it. And we've got the example of the AWACS plane. They got brought down by geese. And this is a government aircraft. Now those guys are the most trained pilots in the world.
Right. Well,
look what happened to them.
We recognize that. I mean, it's a you never know. You live under.
But these things are.
You live under approach to a runway, you might get an airplane on your house someday. You're a pilot, you might get involved in just like you're in a car. There's risk to everything. But I think we need to respect wildlife, and I think most pilots, by and large, recognize that that's a possibility, and we're trained to avoid such things. And
well,
I think
trained to avoid it, but you can't always avoid it.
Well,
you've got to have a backup plan. And that's my backup plan.
Well, yeah. Everybody has a right to.
I guarantee you, those geese.
Let me just say this.
I guarantee you, those geese will not get in another aircraft's way again.
Actually, I don't think that you're talking about them as if they have reasoning capability like a human, and obviously
that those geese are going to remember. They're going to long remember when they tried to mess with my aircraft.
Well, I disagree with you.
My son was in the aircraft with me.
People would agree that the geese.
I don't know. I'm not interested.
They probably look at your plane.
I'm not trying to win a popularity contest. I'm not trying to win a popularity contest. Okay. I showed the geese what it's about, and that's really what that's what it's all about, Phil. I mean, when you get up there, and you have got those the geese, you got to show them what it's all about. And I think back, I could have lost my son. I could have lost it all.
All right, I know it was a scary situation. I'm curious about the boy shooting a shotgun out of the window.
I just got to tell you this much, Phil. There's an old saying, a man is the king of his castle, okay?
Right.
I take that saying and I kind of transport it up to the heavens. I say, I am the lord of my airspace. I am the lord of my airspace. This is where I fly. Any geese want to fly, they can fly wherever they want. There's all kinds of sky. They can fly at 3 o'clock, they can fly at 9 o'clock, they can fly on my 6, but they don't get in my face, because that's the name of that tune, and that's just how it is.
Okay, Portland on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yeah, I just want to agree with the man here.
Thank you.
I was attacked by a gang of geese as a young child, and I know that they do have reasoning capabilities, and they do... they do plan together, and they can go after you and mess you up pretty bad.
Absolutely. That was your experience on Saturday.
That was my experience on Saturday, and I think that a lot of people need to understand that.
Let's go to Hollywood on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
Sir, I think that you're being rather unreasonable here, shooting at these birds that you feel had it coming. I mean, these birds are flying migratory routes.
I understand that. And it's a very dangerous time for pilots when they're flying a migratory route, especially this time of year. But what are they doing flying directly in the path of 150 miles per hour worth of Cessna 172?
Well, who was flying first, the bird or man?
I was the guy off the ground. As far as I'm concerned, I got off the ground first on Saturday morning.
Okay. Yeah, right. The birds have been flying from Canada since probably 3 months ago. So who was in the air first?
Well, what does that mean? So we should ground all aircraft?
What's that?
Should we ground all aircraft and wait for the geese to land in South America?
No. You don't ground all aircraft. What you do is you pay more attention. If you were a good pilot, you would have seen them coming.
How old can you see
a flock of geese.
Can I ask you a question? How old is the average goose? A mature goose.
How old is the average goose?
I
couldn't tell you.
All right, a mature goose, how old would you say it is?
I'd venture to say maybe between the ages of 3 and 7.
All right, 3 and 7. I'm 45 years old. Okay? I'm 45 years old.
Uh-huh.
So I've been around longer than that goose.
Okay, let me ask you this, sir. If you're flying at Lake Elsinore,
right?
Why are you so worried about birds when you have people jumping out of airplanes that are going to do a lot worse damage to you?
I don't know what you're talking about.
1-800-449-8686. He's talking about skydiving.
Oh, that.
Buonasera. Vi ringraziamo per aver scelto di volare con Phil Hendry Air. Voleremo ad un'altitudine di 30.000 piedi e cappuccino. Il volo di stasera offrirà Al Pacino.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Art Griego, private pilot, was with us last Saturday. They were flying out of Santa Monica Airport and encountered a flock of geese at, what, about 2,000 feet?
Approximately 2,000. I was vectored out 2,000 feet, yeah.
And you were—you guys stuck a gun out the window.
My son, Justin, and we got a little bit of heat for that. But he popped off two shells and wasn't too successful the first time. So we went ahead and swung back around because that wasn't going to happen. I was going to punch a hole in him. So we went back, we fired off another shell, and we punched a hole in him.
All right, can I ask you a question?
And one other thing, too, Phil, is the whole idea, if you don't mind me interrupting.
No, go ahead.
This idea of firearms, and we've taken cricket bats up there. I can tell you,
a cricket bat?
We've taken about $300 worth of cricket bats we lost last year because we dropped two of them. But you can take a cricket bat and do just as much damage. A cricket bat, as you know, Phil, is long and very flat. And I got my right hand on the yoke, and I got my left hand out the window, and I knock hell out of those things because you can't, you can't.
You got a cricket bat in your left hand.
Yeah, I knock hell out of the goddamn things. You see, it's either me or them. My aircraft, my baby, my Cessna 172, 1979. I just whacked living hell out of the bastards, and come what may.
But what about the gun, though?
I understand the guns. That's a tough deal. That's a tough deal. But it was an idea that I had, and we punched a hole in them.
All right, Cartersville on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Good.
Good. I'd like to address the issue of the geese.
We just got to protect ourselves, that's all I'm saying.
Pardon?
We just got to, if a goose ever falls in your car, I guess you can thank me. You know, because...
yeah, because you're knocking...
I'm knocking the hell out of them, yeah. All right.
Hello,
yeah.
Cartersville here. Do you hear me?
Yeah, hi, I'm Mark Griego. How are you?
I'm doing absolutely wonderful.
That's
am I addressing the pilot?
I'm the pilot, yes, sir.
Okay. I am, too. I'm 61 years old. I've been flying since 1966.
Where do you vector out of?
Pardon?
Where's your vector?
I'm out of Cartersville, Georgia.
All right, great.
Okay?
That's great.
We've got a lot of Canadian geese around here. I've also done extensive flying in and around the Bahamas and South Florida, where
we had
to contend with seagulls and pelicans.
I fly over Cartersville. Is that out near Kansas?
No, Cartersville is in Georgia.
In Georgia, all right.
Yeah. Anyhow, the point being, we have migratory birds down here.
Right.
And my viewpoint is
Knock
that... You and I are the intruders in the airspace, not the Canadian geese or any other bird for that matter. Because
I don't want to start hugging trees, okay? I mean, how do you combat geese?
Well,
you can
light
an M-80.
They're not the intelligent being that you like to think they are. You're the intelligent being, supposedly.
I know that. Yes, sir.
But I question the degree of intelligence of anyone who would stick a cricket bat or a shotgun out the window of an aircraft and, i.e., blast a hole through those bastards because they deserve it.
I think...
Does not compute. You know, you're talking about watching your son's life go before your eyes and your wife
sir.
And whatnot.
Yes, sir.
And yet you're trying to fly an aircraft while shooting at birds when all you had to do was to go ahead and alter your course. Sounds to me like you've got a problem other than blasting a hole through a flock of geese. I don't think you need to be flying.
Well, sir, that's your opinion, okay? I'm the lord of my airspace.
But you're not the lord of your airspace, sir.
Well, sir, I've talked to other pilots who have come up against this problem. Now, I talked to Ray Chandler, who is out of Santa Monica Airport. I don't know if you've ever flown in California, but Ray is kind of the dean of a lot of the guys around here. He came up with the idea of a slingshot. Are you familiar with an M-80?
Yes, I am. And I also know when I'm dealing with stupidity and anyone...
Anyone who's going to take a high-performance aircraft, which is a
172...
How could you be a pilot and not be the lord of your airspace?
No, sir, I am not the lord of my airspace.
Well, then I question your credentials as a pilot.
We are intruders, okay? God did not grace us with wings.
God graced us with the intelligence to make an aircraft.
We fly through artificial means, and that means that you and I have the obligation...
Are you saying we should not put an airstrip where there are birds? Is that what you're telling me?
No. We put airstrips, but it's up to you and I to protect ourselves as well as our environment.
Look,
and I'm certainly not going to put my life at risk by opening up the window of any aircraft and concentrating on shooting birds with shotguns, M-80s, or cricket bats, because that is just absolutely asinine.
I want to ask a question here, if I could. When you put a cricket bat out the window of an aircraft that's going about 150 miles an hour, isn't that hard to hold on to?
You better have an arm like Popeye.
Well, some guys might not be able to do it. Maybe this guy can't. I can. We cut through it. I'll tell you right now. What I did is I cut holes through it to vent the wind. What is so funny? I mean, do you cry over dead birds, sir?
No, I don't cry over dead birds.
Did you go up to Alaska?
Let me tell you what I do cry over.
Did you go up to Alaska?
I cry over pilot error. And if something were to happen to you or your son, because you want to punch a hole through a flock of birds that you feel deserve to be taught a lesson. Sir, I have to question your degree of intelligence. I just don't see sharing airspace with you.
Sir, I have to, I don't mean anything personal, but I would say you are, a disgrace to pilotdom.
I am.
Yes, sir.
I am. You don't see me risking my life
or the life of
anyone else by punching a hole through a flock of birds because they deserve it.
That's what you said, Art.
Well, what I'm saying, you make me sick, soldier. You really do.
Wait, Art, you are the one that said...
I said that they had it coming.
You said that?
Yes, sir. They had it coming.
How can an intelligent human being compare themselves to a flock of birds by making the statement they deserve it? They knew that they had it coming.
And you call yourself a wind warrior?
Of course I am. Of course I am.
You're a wind warrior. And in all of pilotdom, even though you're vectoring out of Cartersville, which I got a lot of respect for the guys down in Georgia, but you got geese down there that are worse than we got them out in California. You know it. I know it.
Sure,
all the guys
geese
know it down
here. And you know what?
Well, you know what they're thinking.
You know what? I've never hit one. And you know what?
You know what they're thinking. And they're not thinking. They're going to take you out when they see an opening.
Oh, come on. Come on. You're trying to convince me and anyone else that's listening that this goose is going to look at your 172 and say, oh, let's go get them, guys. Come on, give me a break.
All I'm saying to you is
if
this.
If you've got a pilot's license, that means that you're an intelligent human being.
I'm saying they're not getting the airspace back from us. They're not getting the airspace back from us. And as the lord of my airspace...
How do you feel that they're trying to get... You don't own the airspace, pal. You don't own the airspace.
Well, I'll tell you this.
It's not yours.
Well, you may not have hit a bird, but you are probably flying like a madman dodging birds out there.
No.
You must be flying like something out of World War One.
No, dodging birds. No. I'm a very responsible pilot. I've got a lot of hours behind me in several different aircraft.
Well, I will say to you...
This is interesting. This is Phil Hendry. I'm just jumping in. Listening to two pilots talking back and forth about the various hazards...
I'd just stay on the ground, sir.
Wait a second. He's making some points here about sticking guns and cricket bats out the window of an aircraft to beat hell out of birds.
I'm just saying to the gentleman, the day's going to come when his number's up. Because there's a goose out there looking for you. and he laughs. I hope you don't have your grandchildren. I hope you don't have your grandchildren with you, or your children with you. Boy, please God, I hope you're just alone. You're not prepared.
Preparedness is not going up in the air with your son in the aircraft. And saying, let's open the window and blast these bastards because they're out to get us. That is not responsible flying. That is stupid flying.
Sir, I will tell you,
a pilot that should have his license revoked by the FAA for gross negligence, gross irresponsibility, and disregard for human life.
I'll tell you right now, there's a goose out there with your name on it, and your day's going to come.
Could be.
All right.
Could be. C'est la vie.
See ya.
But I won't be responsible for the accident by virtue of spending my thought process on opening up a window on an aircraft, flying in exceed of 150 miles an hour, and sticking a cricket bat out or a shotgun to shoot a goose. Sorry, pal.
Well, I'll tell
you
this.
Does not compute.
When you get goose ass in your engine, don't cry to me.
No, I won't cry to you.
Thank you.
I just never share the airspace with you.
All right, sir. Thank you for your call. That man made a lot of good points.
He made some good points, but I don't think he recognizes the threat to himself and his family. That's all.
All right, here is Atlanta on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yeah, I just want to make sure I understand the gentleman. He was saying that
he actually came back around and in essence flew through the flock trying to chop these.
Well, we swung back around and just gave him a little something to think about. Yes, sir.
Well, can I tell you, I've met the seagull that had my name on it at 9,000 feet. I've taken a bird strike, and I want to tell you.
Are you a pilot? Are you a pilot, sir?
Out there with a cricket bat.
Are you a pilot? What kind of pilot are you?
I'm sorry.
What kind of a pilot are you? Are you a commercial pilot? Or are you?
I flew in the military, and I'm an airline pilot now.
Okay.
You met a seagull.
I've taken a seagull through the front canopy in an airplane.
Right.
And I'm going to tell you, if you're out there trying to smack birds, that's got to be, I won't call it stupid, I'll just call it uninformed and ignorant. Because I'm going to tell you, if you've ever taken a bird through the canopy, you don't ever want to do it again.
Hey, my very best friend took one right in the face, came right through the windshield. I mean, they had to peel bird off of him.
I understand.
You know what I'm saying?
What I'm saying is, a bird
adhered to your face. So I know what you're saying. And
so you're going to go out there and smack birds with cricket bats, which seems like just a supremely good idea to you until you don't see the other one that's coming in from the other side, ends up hitting the canopy and coming through, and your son's picking feathers out of his teeth. I got to tell you, that's a very ignorant idea.
And what are you laughing at, Phil?
Just what the man said. I appreciate your call. Sir, thank you. Your son's picking his teeth.
What are you laughing at? The idea that my son would get...
No, sir, I'm sorry, Mr. Griego. And you know, I know you and your son very well. And just the pilot made me laugh with that line. All right, so what are we talking about here? Taking geese out at 9,000 feet with a cricket bat? 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show. One 800 449 8686. Phil Hendry with you here tonight. We have Art Griego on the line with some crazy stories here about birds and how he deals with it. And I'm gathering you're violating a lot of FAA regulation.
Phil, I'm dealing with that, but I do know that it is a very dangerous situation.
Now, what we have here, and what I was handing from Mike Schaefer just gave this to me. You have tape recording between yourself and the tower.
This was the tower at Lake Elsinore,
All right, is this what I'm going to be hearing?
Well, what you're going to be hearing is essentially our flyby of the geese. And that was when I swung back around. We did a basic flyby, and then I did a swing around, just trying to maybe punch a little hole in him. And
so this is the tape of you on the radio?
This would be the tape of me on the radio and what was going on there. Keep in mind, too, that, you know, I'd had a... by this point, I'd had a beer, so...
You'd had a beer?
Yeah, the cricket bat's out the window. My son's got a shotgun, so...
All right, let's listen to this.
Yeah. I got another bird. Look at that son of a bitch. What do you want? What do you want? You're dead.
All our tears have gone. Here, but now
we're
gone. Seasons don't feel the reason. Nor do the wind, the sun, or the rain. We can be like this. Love.
This is Cave